This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here, because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
Well, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Forget that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic
of podcasting.
I mean,
you don't have to Google it. I'm just saying, you just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm gonna shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast.
Fucking ears are, like, popping and shit, and so just, it's all in my head. I know it's either allergies or just, like, a typical head cold, and I'm just like...
Hey, snot's a good sign.
Right? Yeah.
In all the times in the world to have congestion and snot, this is the time to have it, because you pretty much know you're in the clear for anything of any worse stuff.
Yeah, I didn't have a fever or anything earlier.
That's good. You also didn't have a thermometer earlier either.
Yeah, but I got a thermometer.
But I got one.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you about my temperature, fool. All right, let's talk about this shit before I get agitated.
Agitated at me?
At anything, dude. I'm short fused, man. I'm not just not in a good mood, not feeling well. Like, just want to get this over with.
I'm sorry, man.
Nope, it's cool, dude. It is not you, but it is just like, you know when you feel bad?
Yeah.
And it's just like anything that doesn't go exactly how you wanted at that moment. It, like, why did you look at me? You breathed and drank water right now? Like, fuck off. Yeah, dude. I feel so bad for my kid, man. I'm just like, you good, pumpkin? And then I just stay quiet. I'm like, whatever you need, let me know. I'm not even going to do anything. Oh, dude, it's... I don't think I... Like, I haven't had a stupid fucking head cold like this in forever. All right, let's go.
About to say, man, I haven't seen like this in a long time.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, this is... I don't enjoy it. I do not enjoy this.
I hate, dude. When I'm sick, man, it's game's over, man. Like, don't even... It may as well be the end of the world when I get sick.
I always have, like, a low hum of something normally, like, with my stomach. So, like, I'm just kind of used to it at this point in time.
Right.
But this was, like, over the hill. I was like, nah, dude, that we're bypassing 2 and 3s. We're just going to, like, 7s and staying there.
Well, I guess mowing the lawn didn't help either.
Yeah, well, that's what I think happened, man, is I did all that yard work and, like, you know, picked up sticks, mowed the lawn, weed-eated, like, shifted shit around in the garage. Just kind of did, like, started some spring cleaning and stuff. And I was like, hey, I'm feeling good. Next day, dude.
Not feeling good.
Whole body was in shock. It was just like, oh, that's like when you've worked out for, like, a couple weeks. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to step my game up. And you go do something real hard. And you're like, yeah, dude, I feel great. And the next day, you're like, I'm not that fit. I lied to myself. Like, that's how I felt. I was just like, dude, like, I could feel everything in my body, like trembling. Like, it was just... Like, every so often, like, just humming and shaking. I was like, oh, damn, dude. Like, I couldn't even hold my eyes open. Like, my whole body was fatigued. And then I woke up the day. I was like, all right, cool. I feel good. And I moved that washing machine with my dad. And I sat down, and, like, 15 minutes later, dude, I had these headphones on. And my ears just went.
Oh, no.
Like, long and dragged out. And, like, all of a sudden, like, anything that was right here broke. Like, I just felt it go down the back of my throat. I was like, oh, oh, yeah, dude. And then, yeah. Yeah, so, like, that feeling and then just stay there. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to lay down. And I, like, kind of felt better. So I ate. And, like, now I'm, like, sleepy and grumpy and sick feeling. And I'm like, yeah, let's go do a podcast with my best
let's
friend
do something
and try not to be
right?
an asshole to him. Like, it's not you, dude. It is genuinely me right now.
Oh, man. Well, we should probably welcome some of our new listeners who found us through some of the members of this cast and crew liking and retweeting our stuff. I kind of got to give them a little bit of credit. I don't want to name drop anybody, but I mean, we really appreciate it.
A little bit of credit. Give them a little bit of credit.
But yeah, thanks to everybody who's found us. We hope you like what you heard last week. We're excited about doing this whole show. I don't know about Mr. Grumpy Ass across the mic on me, though, but let me tell you what. I You have never been so right on this podcast ever. Like, you usually offer like zero input. I mean, really, it's like you just show up with whatever I told you to watch. But this time you were like, no, we're watching this show. I don't want to watch Westworld. And by God, if it is not the best time of my week watching this show. And I'm not even like hamming it up for people who are listening.
Right. Like, I'm usually a binge watcher. Like, I love waiting for season to be. Frankly, I love finding shows that have already had like three or four seasons in and then just like chain watch the hell out of them and be like, all right, sweet, I'm caught up. And then I'll do the weekly thing, right? Because I've been dicked by TV too long with too many one and dones that I don't want to invest my time in them. And like, I'm glad we picked this one. It's so fun. And like, the characters are kind of cliche, but like, amazingly unique at the same time, right? Like, you know, you have your little basically alien girl that looks like she couldn't hurt a fly, like whooping ass and flying planes and then being like the most adorable nice thing
ever
at the same time, like ever, like, you know, like, oh. And then you have, you know, your runaway princess. You're like, oh, runaway princess, family's dead, like, yeah, okay, blah blah blah, we've heard it. But she's kind of a dick, man. Like, and I like it, like, right? Like, it's not this runaway princess who kept this, like, royal, like, I'm better than you. Like, she went full on, I'm with the people. Like, just fuck off, leave me alone. And it wasn't, it's like running, but it's not running from royalty, right? It's not her running because I don't want to be queen. You know, it's like, oh, shit, someone came and killed everything I knew. And right. I had to get the hell out of town since I was 10. But I like how her gorgeously handsome sidekick, you know, is like,
jeez, calm your boner over there.
Nah, dude. That man's looking all kinds of fierce. Like, just
he makes my dick thick.
Sure. Wouldn't even be ashamed of it. I'd be like, yo, I like your goofy space pirate self, man. Like, you not only do you look good and you got that like boyish innocence about you, you're funny. Like,
he's,
and that's
having
the
so
kill,
much
like,
fun.
And he's like, dude, like, as he's just running around, like, smiling at, like, the things that are happening, you know, and even the serious parts of the show where they're all tied up and talking, you know, and you got a mediator, like, nudging them on with their elbows as they're all, like, tied up.
That was
and
the
shit,
best,
you know?
Yeah. I didn't even notice that till the second watch through. I was like, oh, shit, she's nudging him to get him to keep apologizing.
Yep. Like you got to bring it a little bit more.
Let's back up even broader than everything you've mentioned right there. Okay, because for the new listeners, we just came off of Star Trek Picard, which was a big, grandiose event. And while I was a huge fan of Star Trek and am a huge fan of Star Trek in all shapes and sizes, there was a lot of stuff wrong with that show, mostly episodes that didn't mean anything. Here you have the second episode of this show, and while it involves a karaoke to the death match, which is fucking amazing in my idea, and if that was the entire episode, I would be completely fine with it. This was your standard, awesome team building slash backstory told in a way that was entertaining. Because how much backstory did we get in Picard? Like, way too much of it. Told in ways
like
that would annoy the shit out of you. Yeah.
All of it, but in like the last like episode and a half, basically.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Just but it was just this episode served such a purpose. And
yeah, so now we know Earth is not some crazy, like, we've been in the future so far along, like, people have forgot what Earth is. No, we're just in space travel and this dude has just gotten lost galaxies away and is trying to make
launched.
His way home.
I am so intrigued by that. Like, that part, that once again, like, the one line from the episode where he's like, yeah, I got launched across the galaxy and here I am. Like, he's so far that they don't know where it is because it's way that far away. Nobody knows where it's at. Mm-hmm. I love that he's a lawyer from the Earth. That's hilarious. That makes his character even better.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the fact that, like, he's goofy and he looks like your Han Solo kind of guy, but even him, he's like, dude, my shot's fucking terrible. Like, I like how he was like, look, you know, if I'd have been aiming at you, I wouldn't have hit you.
I don't know. I don't think his shot holds up very well by the end of the episode. Cause he shoots that thing dead on right next to her. So
yeah, man. But like, let's be honest, dude, that wasn't that far of a shot. Like, you gotta be pretty blatant. Like, that thing's huge, taking up the doorway. Like, you gotta be, I know he didn't hit her. You gotta be a really, really, really bad fucking shot to, like, miss that guy. But I like how she tried to take his gun. She's like, look, I'm a better shot than you. Stop. Give it to
right,
me.
Right. Give me your, I'm a way better shot. Let's talk about how really creepy things with long arms are. Like, I got a real, like, Return to Oz, like, fear, like, childhood fear from me. Like, have you seen Return to Oz back in the day? Firouzza Balk when she was, like, 12? Really? The Wheelers? Oh, man. Let me tell you what. I think you, of all people, and I know you, would love Return to Oz. And it's a continuation of the Wizard of Oz story. She has been committed to a mental asylum because of what happened in Wizards of Oz. She came back and told everybody, and they're like, you're batshit crazy, and they stuck her in an asylum. And then it happens again, and the same kind of general, like, oh, the clock becomes a TikTok man. You know, all the people from her world show up in Oz, but the opening time in Oz, she's in this abandoned, what's the best way to put it? Just some sort of like Colosseum type. There's a lot of like stone structures and stuff, and a lot of them I think are actually people who have been turned to stone by like the big bad of the movie. And the bad guys are called Wheelers, and they're dudes that all of their appendages have wheels on the end, and their arms are super long, and these crazy space monkeys that we saw in this episode. And like the minute that they came in the corner, I was like, it's a fucking monkey wheel. I was like, holy shit. I was like, there are parts of me, like my childhood just like jumped out of my chest. I was like, oh fuck. Like, I'm like, this is not even like cool. This got to me deep. Cause I have just creepy appendages bother me. And let me tell you what, the makeup after watching the monkeys, the aliens, I mean, all the makeup is so good in this show. Friggin' Nim, rest in peace, dear son of a, I thought you were right. He was alive, but now he's probably not. Unless he doesn't have a carotid on that side of his neck. I don't know. Or like his. I'm kind of hoping that, like, the dude, you're on a giant futuristic spaceship. I'm kind of hoping that, like, they could fix him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to say, part of me thinks he's still alive because that's not the first round of torture he's going to go through.
You think they're going to keep him alive?
Yeah, and I was kind of thinking it was like one of those where we're only going to truly get him back when they finally meet head on at some point, kind of probably mid-season, maybe a little after, you know, and they'll get him back maybe. Unless that was the one time.
I don't know, man. Like, it seems
like he's dead, but I don't know. I just kind of feel like he's too unique of a character to just erase like that. And
yeah, because
like,
you
could use any alien for what they're doing right here, right? Like, you didn't need a dude that needs to be a certain height in a certain amount of makeup for 12 hours a day to look just like a dog person and do this, right? You know?
Right.
You could have just said one of the blue people lay on the thing and been like, I'll never tell you.
I think so much. I'm with you. I think so much to put into his, because you have that actor in his makeup and prosthetics and costume in a brightly lit white room covered in gore and stuff, and is honestly convincing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, those aren't his eyes. So those are, I mean, there's no way his eyes are that big and they're that. So I don't think those are the actor's eyes either. I don't know. I've never seen the behind the scenes on it, but it looks like they're out of proportion to if you have a human in a makeup. So they, like, the amount of detail that went into that character, I have a feeling like you wouldn't want to waste that. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of work to win to him. And he looks good. And I like that character. And I was rooting for him last week. Like, I really need him to still be around. And that being said, that's literally the most badass way to go. Is like, let me take the knife that I could easily gut you with, but I'm going to kill myself so I don't have to hear your fucking mouth anymore. That's literally why he killed himself. I mean, that and the torture, but I mean, really, listening to Lizarro for that long has got to be fucking annoying.
I don't know, man. I feel like Lizarro just captivates the room as soon as he opens his mouth. Like, because every one of his stories, I feel like you're right, are not total truths, right? And he'll be, as he gets into it, you know, like, it was a summer day.
was walking with my father.
Right? Like, and you're just right. like, what? And you kind of get pulled into whatever he's telling you. Mm-hmm. And then he puts whatever...
psycho spin what, on him. Yeah, can.
Whatever gears are spinning the wrong ways in the back of that man's brain, dude. Because you... I feel like if he was a cartoonist, he would have a really famous cartoon, but then it would be kind of like finding his own personal books, and they would all be nothing but ways of torturing, killing those things he created, like, you know?
Right. The stuff that Stephen King doesn't release.
Yeah, right. Yeah. 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 Dear Diary shit. You're like, oh, what?
Yeah. His, so I didn't mention this to you earlier, but on Comixology, the first six, I think the first comic, so this is based off a comic, if anybody who's listening doesn't know that. The first comic is free on Comixology. The number one, like the comic number one, whatever you call it. I don't know how you call that. But anyways, and then like 2 through 6 are like 99 cents a piece. So I snatched up all of those this week and I'm starting. So it's really cool the differences that they've done between the comics and the show. Alita, of course, is the same. Isaac is the same. Amay doesn't exist in the comic, at least not yet. The bartender's a robot, which is kind of funny. So that, like, her brother's a robot. So I'm like, okay, well, it makes sense she doesn't exist. Lazaro is more of like your, what's the name of the asshole in Beauty and the Beast? The hunter, what's his name?
Oh, damn it.
I can see him singing right now. Anyways,
Gaston?
Yeah, Gaston. He's more of that kind of, like, he has that big, you can tell he's drawn, like, good looking and, like, imposing on the screen. But then so I understand, like, you know, where it came from. But it's pretty cool. I like the comic so far. I'm not any further than the second book yet. So what I'm trying to really say is don't buy the volume, because the volume's like $17, which is the first six. Just buy the first six for a buck a piece, like a piece of cake. We got to actually see him. So we talked about this last week, and we actually got to see him interact with the people above him for the first time. And we kind of speculated that the way he treats his people, we wonder how bad it is coming from above him. And what did you get from that conversation with them? I don't know if I got that same feeling, like he was like tortured or anything weird like that, but.
No, I don't. No, this is the, like that circle you see when it comes to work and then people coming home, right? It's like you go to the office, your boss yells at you, you go home, like your kid does something, like you yell at your kid, right? And then like that lady happens to be your kid's teacher, and then she goes back and yells at her husband for some shit because he's acting like a child, right? And like that's kind of seems to be that he just said he was going to do something, and obviously it's been quite some time. It's not that he is a laughing stock, but because he's utterly terrifying, so no one outside of maybe the two that were above him are really going to kind of say anything to him. But you can most certainly tell that he gets like that.
He's that gray
little
area.
little brother picked on,
right?
You know, or the guy that's like the outsider in the group kind of mm-hmm. thing. Like he wants it, needs it, wants to be there, but they're like, dude, it took you 15 years. Like it. You had to kill a 10-year-old girl. Like, how hard could it have been?
But did you get the feeling like that they were that they knew he was lying to them, saying he was going to head straight home? They were talking in like strict, like happy, like everything's fine. But it's one of those things like we don't want to piss him off because he does have one of our flagships, and he literally is crazy enough to maybe drive it back here and blow us all to hell.
No, I didn't get that at all. I thought that was two people sitting at the top laughing at someone that basically said, you told me you were going to do this and it's been 15 years. And he's like saying, hey, I'm almost there to her. And they go, we've heard that 1,000 times. Like, come home. Just bring your ass home. Like, I am tired of telling you, kid, this shit is over. Like, that's what that is. And then I think when he was like, oh, okay, it's that whole scenario where you tell your child something and they happen to reply in like a grown-up way and you're like, all right, I'm a little better than I fucking anticipated. But they still do like the dumb kid shit and you're like, Ah, they just there got smart is. Enough to tell me what I wanted to hear. Okay, now I know where we're at in our stage. Bravo. Gotcha.
Bravo. Yeah. Now I will bring my parenting up to the next level. Thank you very much for the education.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I will let this one slide. Well played. My fault for not being alert to the situation.
Right. I did like that the second higher up was a bird person, for lack of a better term. Because I mentioned last week in the comic, or maybe I did tell you last week I got the comic. Anyways, one of the aliens, there's a lot different, like, sized aliens in the comic book, and one of them is, like, a bouncer who's, like, a giant bird person. So I kind of felt that was kind of a throwback to the comic. So I thought her makeup was really cool as well. It's just so good. Like, it's so... You don't expect a show that this campy, because we're not going to, no one here on this listening can lie that this is not a campy show. It is absolutely out of this world, hilarious. Like, it's nothing is supposed to be serious, but there is this like serious undertone. But there's so much care has gone into like the sets and the makeup and the props. And it's great.
I'm like looking at this. I'm on the IMDb page and like, I don't understand this first review. It's like, yeah, a few minutes in and I had to acquire an alcoholic beverage to finish it. So to bad acting, cheesy lines, bad jokes, plot holes bigger than a planet. That's where they start at. And then they end it as, fuck after alcohol, it got more tolerable, even enjoyable, as long as I realized what to expect. Like, it was like, dude, you could watch the fucking intro. And trailer. If you didn't know what you were about to get into, like, the trailer was... guy walking up to cute little alien thing like, hey, what's up? And then it puking and him going, oh, geez, if you didn't think this was going to be campy sci-fi, like, you're right. Stupid. User review one, you're dumb as shit.
Right. You're welcome. Yeah. You heard it here first, asshole.
Yeah. Find this podcast, fuckhead.
Yeah. Find me. Give me a listen while you hate at me. Please. It's fine. Yeah, I don't understand if you watch the trailer of this show, why you wouldn't be like, no, this is exactly, you don't stumble upon this show. This isn't a show you're like, this is a show you saw the trailer and you went, I have to absolutely watch that.
Mm-hmm. Which is and what then someone told you about it that kind of has the same interest as you. And then, like, that's how this show goes on. I don't know anybody that just goes, hey, man, I was on Sci-Fi today. Did you check this out? Like, you kind of like sci-fi is one of those shows that I remember, or one of those channels that when I was in high school, I remember always kind of catching cool things on it, but they never, it was always like kind of one-off things or like
B-list I was just, stuff.
Yeah. Or I was just a high schooler and then like, didn't have a concept of what real time is. And, you know, just didn't realize that I hadn't watched it in a year.
Where am I? What year is it?
Yeah. Huh? What alcohol? Let's go. But
don't condone that.
They have gems, man. Like sci-fi. Mm-hmm. I think every show that I have actually like got into from sci-fi, I'm like, dude, like Blood Drive was. I was so pissed when there wasn't a second season of Blood Drive. I was like, don't you dare wrap that show up on me. No.
Yeah. Agreed. You turned me onto that one, and I was all about it. And then it was like, and no season two. Fuck.
Yeah.
No, what else can you
sci-fi,
do?
Sci-fi, like, they get good writers. They get great actors, you know? Like, I don't...
Yeah. Yeah, if that review guy said bad acting, no, that's actors acting like they should in a show like this. Go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just... Now I feel like everybody's gonna be like, well, they got tweeted at by a couple of people from the cast. They're gonna talk all nice about the show. No, the show's fucking good.
Yeah. Go back and listen to last week. Yeah. I was already ranting and raving about it. I don't give a shit.
Exactly. So, yeah, let's see. What else happened? Okay, so let's talk about the main battle. Let's talk about the fact I love that they were, that's where I love the show. They were going with, like, oh shit, you have to go be a gladiator. And we're like, and all of us went, oh no, we're good. Like, our girl can fight. Like, if they throw her in a friggin' coliseum with something else to fight, she's going to take it out because that's what Alita does. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I actually watched or read the snippet of what the episode was about before, like the little like caption under it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, battle to the death, and then they're like, da-da-da, karaoke. So, like, I knew. I was like, I was just waiting.
See, I didn't watch anything about it.
I was just waiting for it. I was like, all right, when are we getting this karaoke death battle thing? Like, I know they're in this campment, so let's get to singing. Let's see what this is all about.
Well, like you said earlier, Amei is fastly becoming like my... She's Tully. She's Tilly. For one, Tilly, it's the wrong Tilly, you Tilly, son Tilly, of a bitch. Tilly. And she's actually Tilly, but she's also, and it's only because I have not watched Firefly in a million years, but she's the engineer from Firefly too. That bubbly, happy, mm-hmm. everything is golden in the world, and I will not stop until I figure out what her name is. Kaylee. Her name was Kaylee on the show. She was the engineer, and she was in that. And I'm not saying it's the exact same character. It's just that Tilly, Kaylee, Amei, they all have that like bubbly. The world, the universe is magical, and everything is. And she can get her out of anything. And I do like, because she wasn't in the comic, and the fact that for the first part of the episode they were trying, like, you know, Alita says it like 8 times. She's like, I don't want any more blood in my hands. They're like, we fucking know. You said that shit before already. and then Amei ends up saying, you guys wouldn't last 5 minutes without me, which is exactly true, because if they had just done everything she said from minute one of the show, it'd have been a very boring episode, because she had all the way out. She had all the right things to do. So, yeah.
Yeah.
She
definitely had like, the perfect plan. Like, I mean, I love how she's even like, but gosh, they're hanging back. Like, something's going on. Like calling the things out as they're running away, you know, and not listening to her at all.
I wonder if that's going to be the running joke of the whole season. It's like her always knowing at some point they'll finally listen to her, and then like everything will go right. Which is kind of like as when I stopped ever questioning when my wife tells me, just do it. Because 99 times out of 100, it is exactly the right thing to do. Because there's a few times where I was like, no, let's do it this way. No.
I don't think it'll be one of those things. I think she just used that to call them out on not having each other's back. And like, hey, look, if we're all covering each other, as I've just demonstrated by coming to rescue you and having a perfect plan that you ignored, but once we all have each other's back, like, shouldn't this be a whole lot smoother and easier? Right. Like, because she was like, guys, this really shouldn't have been that big of a deal, like, us getting out of here.
Right. How can this be that hard? Like, we just had to get some gas and get out of here.
Yeah. But I think you're going to have them where you may catch things where they're like, okay, we're going to go down hot tube thing B. And she'll be like, hey, that's called a hot tube for a reason. And they'll be like, oh, thanks. Like, she'll catch them on, like, dumb stuff like that, you know, just kind of like, and you'll see her going,
well, like, and I think now that she's officially part of the crew, now that she's made the point to stay with them and continue on to go find her mom, that will come across better. They'll listen to her more as they go on down the season, because she's now part
I just
of the
don't
crew.
Think it's going to be one of those things where she always goes like, go right, make, you know, like, and just gives them all the details and they're like, yeah cool, and they just go off and do their shit. I think it'll be just more as they're passing along, kind of like you do to children. You're like, no, stove hot, don't touch, well, you know, kind of shit. Like,
I loved how, like, they thought the comm bracelets were fucking broken, but they just hadn't charged them, and half the guns weren't charged on the ship, and, like, she's trying to avoid one of the freaking crazy space apes, and, like, mm-hmm. she's like, come on, and then even the gag where she's trying to call Alita, and it doesn't go through, and she tries to call fucking Isaac, and he left his fucking comm thing there, like, on the ship. Like, that part, I literally laughed out. I was just like, come on. I'm like, that's exactly how it would be. But yeah, I'm glad she's on the crew. Did we get... So, at the end, Alita goes and snatches that AI robot because Amei had shown such an interest in it, to the point where they were like, when they were in the cage, she was like, oh my gosh, it's a blah, blah, blah. Like, I haven't seen one of these things in like a decade. It's like a, you know, hybrid AI. So, and Alita's like, Amei, like, get the keys. So it's like, so she went back and got it for her. Was that just an, like, a olive branch, or was it kind of like a more relationship thing? Are they going to, like, is there a little bit of googly eyes? Because, like, her brother, because Amei's brother kind of...
Well, they already did that in last episode when they looked at each other and they fucking, like, stayed there for way too fucking
well,
long.
Well, yeah.
And both of them did that. Ugh. So, like, that's already been planned.
Okay, so we're going down that... Oh, that's really, yeah. Hey, works that, for me.
That's already there. And then that was just, like... I think that was kind of like a catch-all gift. Like, it didn't hurt that there's probably a little flame burning in there. Like, if they were alone in a ship for a while, they most certainly would be getting it on.
Right.
Like, there's just no ifs, ands, buts about that. But I think the robot coming in was kind of more like, hey, we didn't listen to you. Thanks for calling us out and actually helping us sort our bullshit out and yada, yada, yada. Plus, you're cute. Here's that robot thing you wanted. Right?
That's right. Super cute.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Amei's got some chops on her. She sang pretty well. That looked like her singing. Peter Rabbit, I knew that shit was good. That was hilarious. I liked the fact that the whole show was called Yippee-ki-yay, and he called it like a, what'd he say, an old Earth legend? No. What did he call it? God, it was hilarious.
I had no idea.
It was something like, it was something that was way more than just a movie. He called it something else, like an old Earth tale. And then he just did the jump from the edge of the building like in Die Hard.
Yeah, okay.
Of course, I also kind of want to know what kind of knife, because he had the same kind of knife that Lazaro did, and that whatever was holding the ship was able to hold the ship, but he could cut it with that knife, like as he swung down to it. So,
yeah, I feel like that's just a space knife.
Space knife, kind of like our, kind of like purple, well, our purple fix all from Picard.
No, not like that. More like a machete, right? Like, you just don't see a whole bunch of people walking around with, like, fucking machetes. And the fact that he has, like, some kind of serrated heat knife thing, you know it does damage. You're like, ah, fuck, I don't want to see that thing. And it's probably, like, I don't know, like, when they do the serial killer that uses switchblades or, you know, like, fucking razors and shit. Like, it's not anything... insane, I'd imagine, right?
Are you
but
sure?
It also, well, it's like a tip-top knife.
Well, I mean, and if we're taking Lazaro at his, if his stories are true, that was his father's knife. So what did his father do? But then Isaac's got one who was only been rocketed here from Earth a few years ago. So who'd he pick it up off of? I don't know if there's anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's
that.
Also been scavenging, so it's not like he couldn't have found.
True.
One of those off a dead soldier or something, like, you know, like they could be that army's knife or something that only commanders or somebody like that have. I'm just saying, I don't think having that knife is some kind of
something special.
Yeah. Like it's not going to end up being like, oh dude, he holds the knife magical kind of thing like that. It's just a badass fucking knife and it can cut through pretty much a lot of stuff. And if it hits you, it is not going to feel good.
Right. Like most knives, right?
Yeah, and I think Lazaro is just that imposing, even though he is a little goofy to us.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever his tales are through space and this essential galactic police force that he is working for that aren't for the people, right? Like,
yeah, right. Every empire.
I just think him pulling out a knife is almost more of a. We all know how terrible I am. Don't make me get anything more.
Right.
Right. And then,
oh man, when they came back to him at the end of the episode after torturing Nim for a while, like the sound, like if you had it in headphones, like his hands were so like goopy with blood. Like when he was putting them together, they were like sloshing almost. It was the grossest shit. And I was like, and he kept putting them together. So it was like, he was almost emphasizing the fact that like, he was just elbow deep in that dude's blood from torturing him for the past entire episode.
Right, yeah.
That poor guy. Oh, man. And yeah, for him, you know, it's going to be if it's perpetual, like, torture, you kill yourself or I kill you and then bring you back and then do it all over again. Like, that is, if Nim is gone now, number one, waste of prosthetics, makeup, mechanics, whatever sort of, like, was in his outfit, because that dude was fucking awesome, like when it came to looks and believability of what he was. Two, that's right up Lazaro's alley. Like, we have a giant, we can bring you back from whatever you do to yourself. Sorry, if you're right here, no problem, we'll fix it, type thing.
Yeah, I think he's going to most certainly be kept alive. I just wonder how many times it'll be him going through it. Like, I'm wondering if we're going to run into Lazaro much quicker and, like, he gets out or, you know, something like that.
I would love for Nim to escape his hold there and run rampant on that ship. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right? Like, he was blazingly fast through, like, the air vents or some shit, you know, and just, like, hopping out and snatching people and then, like, jumping the fuck back in and, like, just going all over the place, right? Like,
yeah.
Kind of like a foxhound would. Just
right.
Hit that hole, man, and fucking go drive him out. Like,
and all of this is pointless. Yeah. If he's actually dead, I'm going to feel really bad for the rest of the season.
I'll still like the show, but that'll be a little bit of a downer.
We're going to give you shit for that next week if he's really dead. If they fire his body into space, then we'll know he's really dead. And I will feel very bad.
Could have killed one of the old aliens that are like, we're here to serve you, you know? Take one of them out, man.
Yeah, they almost got snatched by the girl on the trash planet, too. They apparently play a bigger part in next episode. They track her down because they're tracking her somehow, whether it's the ship or something like on her, in her, like genetically.
It's probably that medallion.
Oh, you think? You know what? Because so the backstory was really interesting in this season or in this episode because you got how her and Isaac met. You also got like the "you shot me" story, like how that worked out. We find out they were together scavenging for 2 years, which for someone who was told to have no friends, you kind of understand why she's so mad at him. And but you also understand him with like, we've been scraping the bottom of the barrel when I could have been selling fake information about your whereabouts and staging, you know, someone saw you here's for years and we could have been living high on the hog, man. Like you have, and she had lied to him for two years. Like that may be something he needed to know if he's going to be hanging around with you the whole time.
Nope.
Well, like convince that, me not.
Like that is a, like, why would she give that information? Why would she? That's one of those, like, I don't know, like I fucked an ostrich. Like you don't tell anybody that.
Allegedly.
Ever. Yes. Right. Like, but if you are running since you were 10, you don't ever mention that, by the way, I'm royalty, because the first thing he said was, we could have been selling your name. And it's like, I'm trying to lay low, so why the fuck would I do that? Right. I get that it's like a lie. I understand that part of it. Like, now, if he would have been like, that's something we should have known, I could have helped make sure no one found out. Cool. Smart answer. Good answer. But when you just immediately throw it to like, oh my God, we've been living like shit, and we could have been living this way. And then she goes, see, you just said this was about a friendship, and now you're already talking dollars with it. He's still in the wrong on this one. Like, that is, you, if that was a friendship thing, like, yeah, you can get mad about that, but then your next sequence of events after that have to dictate that it was a friendship that you were worried about and not a financial well-being situation.
True. And honestly, I would have had the conversation on the ship. Like, she tried, like, you didn't get stranded. Well, that's
what I'm saying. Like, yeah, she was tried like, to we get could your talk ass about on this the ship. Here, you know, yeah.
Because they could have, at that point.
It was one of those things where it was like, yeah, that was a big can of worms to open, but we could easily have sorted this out. And he just kind of like went off the deep end a little bit with the, like, how the fuck could you not tell me? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she's like, let's go on the ship. And he pulls it. It's not your ship. And then it's like 50-50, homie. Like, and I got to leave now. You know, people know. And then I think, like,
it's his
said,
own fault he got left. He could have gotten the ship, like, and then they could have devised a method. Right?
Like, you could have been like, okay, got on the ship, and then blew the fuck up. Right.
Right.
Whatever.
On the ship. What
threw her out of the spaceship. I don't care. Knock her the fuck out. Like, it would have been a completely different, like, situation, right?
Yes.
But it was just one of those, this domino fell, and then both of them chose the bad response to the situation. You know?
Agreed.
And when you look at it from just like one person's side of it, you're like, yeah, dude, like I totally understand where you're coming from. And then when you go to the other ones, you're like, no, shit, that one also makes a whole lot of sense. So I think it's a really good way to show
their dynamic.
Yeah, and the fact that, like, most good friends, like, when they do break up, it's not because one of them did something terrible. It's usually just something really fucking dumb.
And they both picked the wrong end of.
Yeah, and neither one of you will be, like, smart enough or old enough to go, all right, dude, this isn't worth it. Or if you go, it's not worth it, you do it in the really, like, asshole-y way, and you go, this shit isn't worth it. Then why am I even your friend? Not like, not like, oh, this shit isn't worth it, dude. Our friendship's more important. Like,
yeah, you know? Right. Right. But I forgive you because I understand the turmoil you must have been in being a queen and in hiding for the past decade of your life and your entire mm-hmm. adulthood. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there is a better way for him to handle that. So you're right. You're right on that one. I understand why they both did what they did, but everybody needed to take a breath, step back, evaluate the situation, and get on the ship and get the fuck out of there, for one.
Yeah, well, that's, like, I mean, because when they were all tied up and he was apologizing, and then you could tell when she was getting ready to say something, like, all hell broke loose, and they got loose. I'm kind of wondering, like, what
her
rebuttal is going to be when they have their next kind of, like, either one of them's about to die moment. She's like, oh, shit, hey, by the way, when you apologized, I meant to say all of this, you know, kind of thing. But it's just, you could see both of them talking about it, and they didn't like it.
Right.
Neither one of them felt good about the way things played out, and they were both just trying to do the best they could, given where they're at now.
I love that they are definitely only friends. That makes that I like seeing that on TV, because he doesn't have to be a love interest. He's just...
Well, I like how the first thing he said called it out when he said sharing the plane. He was like, no funny business, I'm taken. Like, it pointed to his wedding.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Like, yeah. They're absolutely platonic, like, mm-hmm. like, you're just, for lack of a better term, she's just one of the boys, you know? And they're just, yeah. and like, even, it was cool to see their conversation before everything went to shit, when they were like, yeah, we're gonna get this score, and like, we're gonna get those upgrades, and like, they were just both, and you know, she's trying to get back to Earth with him, trying to get him back to Earth, which is like, they don't even know where it is, but she wants to do it for him because they've been doing this stuff for 2 years straight. So that it was, I like the fact that the backstory told me very important information very quickly in the show. So now I understand in two episodes their entire dynamic, how mm-hmm. good of how good they work together and how good of friends they are, how things went bad, the issue behind that, and how adding Amei to the mix is going to calm the entire waters of the problem and help balance everything out.
Yeah, I like when he was like asking her to help him get his shit back, and he's like, you know, I need all your like, and then he goes, and let's face it, you're tough and a total badass and awesome, and I'm more personable.
Right. Right.
And I was like, that is the best way to sum that up right there. It was right. Just like, look, dude, no one wants to say hi to you. You're scary looking, right? Like, you have me put off a leave me the F alone vibe.
Very true. Is there anything else in this episode you want to talk about? Did we touch most bases of this episode, I think?
Pretty sure we did.
I think we did, too. That's it, then. Next week, episode 3, we get to see her, according to the trailer, her loyalists catch up with her, and there's some more issues there. That should be fun. I still am trying to, I don't know if they're good or bad. I don't know if what they want for her is good or bad, and I'm not sure what they're going to do when if she were to go with them, where are they going? Like, what is their plan? Other than get, I'm sure it's one of those groups where their entire idea is like, we need to get her, and they haven't gone past that. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you get them back in power? If the Empire, or whatever they're called, has your planet, Areopa, if she's from there, and the Republic or whatever is based at Areopa now, like, what are you doing? We know her mom is currently in Wix at a prison that they're going to have to go and do a whole prison breakout, so that's going to be awesome. And whether or not the intel is good, you know, whether or not her mom's actually alive, I'm hoping she is. That could be fun, you know, for her to do the whole prison breakout. So, I don't know. And how come she's queen if her mother you know, her mother was calling her queen when they were training. So there's part of their patriarchy, monarchy, whatever you want to call it, that I don't understand yet, that may need to be broken down a little bit. Because if your mother's still alive, you're not a queen, you're a princess. But if her mother's already calling you a queen, then there's something else about the whole political structure that makes her
It's just one of those things where it's the next line of royalty.
Yeah, like, I mean, you will be queen is different than you're a queen.
No.
Don't you tell me fucking no. Who the fuck do you think you are?
No right now.
Why am I even friends with you?
Like, they did the same thing with Joffrey. Like, even before his dad died, like, he gets taught, like, he's above her, and she's the queen. So what I'm saying is if that lady was, say, married in, and daddy gave her a baby, that, the young one coming in is more important than the queen that is heiring to her. So she probably just gets referenced as queen because they pass on royalty like that. As in, not her mama sits up there as throne. Mama is just
she was born into it,
wife.
As opposed to be. Oh, okay, I can see why that would possibly be the reason.
You know, like I don't think it was one of those where, like two houses met kind of thing, and everybody's structure was there. I wouldn't be surprised if it was she was a normal girl, and I fell in love with her, and here's your queen to be, because that's the baby right. we made, right? You know,
yeah,
kind of
she's
thing.
The
like,
heir, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we also, you know, need
like,
to
she
find
can't,
out.
Like, the mom can't be queen because she's not quote unquote royal blood.
Right. And we also need to find out what happened to her dad, to the king. Is there a king? Like, there's a little bit of this monarchy, of this structure of the royal
yeah,
structure.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see how it all, like, shakes out. Because I was kind of with you, too. Like, okay, is it just one of those things where you're queen to be, so everybody that is basically serves you just kind of gets you used to it? Like, hello, queen, my young queen. You know, like, they don't say madam queen. They're like, little queen. You know, or, like, they just call it something like that kind of thing, right? Is instead of just saying princess.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe she's, maybe it's not even like a... Maybe it's not even a parental structure. Maybe she was, I don't know. There could be, I mean, we haven't seen anything that's like, other than different races and laser weapons, we haven't seen any sort of like, for lack of a better term, magic or like elemental stuff. So I don't know. And I'm not far enough in the comics to know if that's even a thing. So I could be way off base with this, but there's no like.
I hope there's not some.
Mystical like, type stuff?
Yeah, I hope there's not like, ooh, there's midichlorians or some shit like out there, right? Like, I just want it to be, we got into space, we made spaceships, we built technology that was with these things, and then there's your weapon structures, there's your knives, there's your everything right there. Not all of a sudden, I throw my hand up and some shit gets stopped. Like
some,
that
some
will
neo,
that
some
will
neo
drive
shit.
Me bonkers. Yeah, like that will drive me bonkers with this show. Like, no, just I don't know why when like TV shows and movies go into the future, it's all of a sudden they're like, hey, dude, we've gone so far in the future. The only way this is going to make sense is if we bring parts of the Dark Ages with it. It's like
as we have a show of the
we're
Queen.
Still burning. We're still burning people at the stake here in fucking space travel. Okay, gotcha.
Right,
all
right. Yeah, I mean, and let's not. Split hairs here. We will shit on this show if there's things to shit on. We are not.
No,
we are not gushing over it.
It's just been fun.
It's just been a fun watch. You cannot help but have a good time.
Yeah, it's not a bad. It's not like the show is gonna change your world. And I think it was just a perfect change of pace given the type of shows we had come off of, but also staying in space.
True,
and then just kind of getting a completely different. Take on it for the most part, not so sterile and white gloved and all that shit. It's like, hey, here's how everybody else lives, right?
Right, here's how the other half lives, exactly. So, hey, once again, episode 2, so much fun bringing karaoke into it as the death battle. That's amazing. Peter Rabbit, the rabbit humanoid, that guy was that was hilarious. Like, he was we didn't mention, like, he's been mostly communicating with these wonderful drawings. And they were all, like, him in a dark hole and, like, things being eaten and just horrible like images that would cause nightmares. That was hilarious.
Yeah,
I mean, the fact he had a voice of an angel that he could sing. He's been there for a while because he kept surviving because he kept winning, yeah. I guess. So yeah, no, it was good. Just a great episode. We'll be back next week for episode 3. If you're finding us for the first time or second time, new listeners, please make sure you share us around. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, anywhere you find us. We tweet about new episodes and release whenever we release them. It is not a normal schedule. I can't tell you every Wednesday. It just doesn't happen, okay? I've got 3 kids. He's got 2. And we just, it gets out when it gets out. I try to get it out before the next episode, okay? Which is not what happened with episode 1. So there, that's what happens. I'm so sorry. But other than that, thank you so much for listening to us. And we will catch you guys next episode.
See you guys.